We are 29 minutes here into the 2 o'clock hour. It's Thursday, September 6th. Lieutenant Dan live here in the 1RPM studio, bringing in Jeff and Jake from Illiterate Light. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. How's everybody doing out there in Asheville?
Right, yeah, we're doing great. We're spoiled. We live in Music City. I mean, it's just constant great show. It's the hardest thing about living here is like, okay, which show am I going to go to tonight?
There's always good stuff going. That's how we've tried to be here so much over the last couple of years, because we come, we play a show, and then we always stay for a night and just go out and see good bands.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys are in Richmond, Virginia. How's the scene in Richmond, Virginia?
It's thriving. We actually live in a town not too far outside of Richmond called Harrisonburg, but Richmond's like our home. That's where we play all the time. Yeah, I don't know if everybody out there has really discovered Richmond yet. There's a million great bands coming out of there. VCU, the college, is kind of a hub for artists. And, man, it's awesome. Our management is based there. The studio that we do a lot of work out of is in Richmond, and it's really exploding right now. I tell everybody, like, make it a stop on your tours. You know, it's so awesome.
We're an independent radio station, and there's another one. We've got some brethren out there. I think WNRN is in that zone. And what I believe is, you know, when you have independent stations that support the local music scene, then you have good, healthy local music scenes.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, WNRN, they're awesome. Melissa Goode is a good friend of ours, and I know she kind of floats between Charlottesville and Richmond, but they've been adding Better Than I Used To, our new single. And so they've been great. They come out to a lot of shows.
That's cool. And we've had the opportunity to work with a lot of those stations over the years at the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival.
Oh, right.
People have come to cover Bonnaroo. And so I know Melissa folks out there. Illiterate Light is here in the 1RPM studio at Lightning 100. They're playing Thunderground tonight, and woo-hoo, they go on first. So don't miss them. You got to be there by 8 o'clock to see it. Only $5, four great bands for $5. Money goes all to the bands. They need the gas money. So come on out and support it. Hot Damn Burnett, Nawas, Wild Love, and Illiterate Light. They're going to do a couple songs live here in the studio. What do you guys want to do first?
Let's do this tune. It's called Growing Down. This is it's actually a song that we wrote some years back right after Jake and I were finishing up school, and then it kind of re-popped up for us about a year ago, kind of brought some new life into it, and then we were able to record it in Richmond and mix it all here in Nashville. So this one's called Growing Down.
It's Illiterate Light live on Lightning 100.
Are you grown up yet? Does the war make sense? Did you graduate? Do you appreciate your country? Are you in control? Are you in control? Did you learn about? Did you figure out? I've been growing down, I'm growing down, I'm growing down. I've been growing down, I'm growing down, I'm growing down. I've been growing down, I'm growing down, I'm growing down. I've been growing down, I'm growing down, I'm growing down. Does the war make sense? graduate? Do you appreciate your country? Are you in control? Are you in control? Did you learn
Lightning 100. That is Illiterate Light live here in the 1RPM studio. We're going to get to see them tonight out at the Basement East, part of Thunderground, 8 o'clock with Wild Love, Nawas, Hot Damn, Burnett. Only $5 to get in, and they kick it off at 8 o'clock. So they are in town from Virginia, and you don't want to miss this show. Be there right at 8 to catch these guys. It's going to be a great one. IlliteratLight.com. And we know that in the audience is going to be Steve Gorman.
We hope so, at least.
If he can get there in time.
That's right.
So Jeff Gorman and Jake Cochran are Illiterate Light. And so that makes Steve your uncle.
That's right. Yep. Steve is my dad's brother. And it's funny, right? I was born in 89. And I think the first Crows record came out in 90. So kind of my whole, you know, life and childhood is kind of charted in some weird way with the Black Crows, you know, lineage.
as a lot of us might feel the same way. When I got a CD player right around the Christmas of 1990, my first CD was a Black Crows CD.
Oh, no way. Wow. So, what'd you think? Where were you?
Where was I?
Yeah, where were you living?
Oh, North Carolina.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh no, they've been deep in my heart.
Yeah.
I think for me the record that touched me the most is Amorica.
Oh,
I think,
of course.
Like,
yeah.
I at the time I had a good friend and he had a car with a sunroof. And we just cranked it up as loud as his speakers could handle it.
There you go.
It was great memories. Never forget those. I know, and of course, Steve Gorman's been in here on the show. He was helping promote Event Next Door, and of course,
nice.
That he was playing drums for a tribute to Led Zeppelin.
Oh, cool.
And
I remember that. Was that like last year, like Christmas?
Yeah, or it's probably just a little bit further off than it actually was.
Yeah.
as things seem to be. Yeah, he came in here and just, man, just a great guy. And someone who lives here in Nashville.
Yeah, I think he moved here in the mid-2000s. And really, Jake and I kind of picked up as Illiterate Light in probably 2015. We started in 2015 and 2016. I think we really kind of started to find our sound a little bit more. And Steve has always just been the biggest supporter, an incredible mentor to us. I mean, he and I talk probably every day on the phone, just kind of letting him know what's going on in band world. And he's seen it all, you know, and he's the best rock drummer out there. So he's kind of an incredible person to have just watching over us and guiding us, encouraging us along the way.
Yeah, tonight you're at the Basement East. He talked about a show you guys played recently, or maybe a year or so ago, out of the OG Basement. Underneath Grimey's, where he said he saw you play, and he's like, okay, this is it, they're ready. Well, we got to get him hooked up with Vance Powell.
Well, I think we'd been to Nashville. I think we'd played here 6 or 7 times prior to that show. I remember that show really well. And we'd been around. We'd played Springwater, Supper Club, and the Family Wall, the new one, and a handful of house shows around town.
Foo Bar,
which is now Cobra. So we had been doing the Nashville circuit, but he actually hadn't been able to come out and see us yet. And so that show, he came out to the OG Basement, and he was just like, "Oh, all right, there's something going on here. Like, let's make sure we kind of spread the word a little bit." And a couple months later, we came back and did a few shows again at the Basement and Five Spot. That was our first time playing there. We met, as you mentioned, Vance Powell and a handful of other people that have just kind of welcomed us into, you know, their world here. So we keep coming back and keep making music out of Nashville.
Been paying your dues here in Nashville.
Yeah, for sure.
Playing all the clubs. Well, tonight's only $5 to see him out at the Basement East. Of course, yeah, Steve Gorman, a pretty famous guy. I was looking through your Instagram. I'm not sure which one of you got to meet Dave Grohl. I thought it was throwback post.
That was in 2008 at the 9:30 Club.
10 years ago.
The Crows were playing, and Dave was in D.C. doing something. And, I was in the bathroom, and we were just hanging out, like, backstage, and I just hear somebody, like, ripping up the staircase and then beating the, bathroom door down, just like, and I was like, oh, my gosh, somebody in the Crows is going to kill me right now. And so, I finished doing my thing. I opened the door, and it was Dave Grohl. Just like, he pretty much, shoved me out of the way. I think I maybe even stayed in the bathroom with him as he took a leak all over the walls or whatever he was doing. But that's kind of Dave, and
we know the guy drinks a lot of coffee. That's just part of the gig.
Yeah.
Fresh pots. We've got Illiterate Light here in the 1 RPM studio. I know. So yesterday, Sheryl Crow got to meet Paul McCartney.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, she was on Fallon last night, and he is going to be on tonight. We have been on Paul McCartney watch for weeks. She lives here in Nashville.
That's right, yeah.
As well. And so she sees Paul McCartney, and she says to him, "Yeah, I really like your new song. They play it all the time in Nashville on Lightning 100. And he says, "Oh, I've been meaning to call in. I'm supposed to do an interview with them." So thanks to Sheryl Crow,
wow,
Paul McCartney Watch 2018 continues. And he's not going to be able to, he has a new record coming out tomorrow. He's not going to be able to do the interview this week, but we're going to do it from London. So next week.
Man, there you go.
I know.
Sheryl bringing it in.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. So,
well,
yeah. Nice.
To one up that,
Okay, let's do it.
My uncle is a huge fan of Paul McCartney. So I'll talk to my uncle, and he'll get on his fan blog, and we'll see if we can round
it out. Let's get the fans
every angle
to push him in. Illiterate Light is here. What do you guys want to do now?
We're going to do another song now. Both of these tunes are off of a new album that we're just finishing up. We, as I mentioned earlier, tracked it in Richmond, and we're fortunate enough to mix it here with Vance Powell, who is another person that's just been a really awesome kind of mentor to us and just a freak artist that we love in every way. And so we bonded over this song. This one's called I Want to Leave America.
See if he's got some wisdom after all the Nixon years. How come no one told me that everything would fall apart someday? some time to put things back in place. Yeah, take some time to put things back in place. Oh my God. I'm looking for some answers. How man can be so cold. Too late to listen to your giant greening heart. That may be the only way we'll make this fire start. How come no one told me that everything would fall apart someday? And it takes some time to put things back in place. Yeah, it takes some time to put things back in place. It's gonna take some time to put things back in place. Oh my God.
Lightning 100, that is Illiterate Light, live here in the 1RPM studio tonight. You can catch them out at the Basement East, part of Thunderground. They go on at 8 o'clock sharp. It's only $5. You've got Hot Damn, Burnett, Nawas, Wild Love, and Illiterate Light. Have you guys seen Wild Love yet? Is this a new one to you?
They're new for us, but we have played with Hot Damn, Burnett, though. We've played maybe even a couple times at the OG Basement with them.
Well, I really think you're going to like Wild Love.
Oh, great.
Cool. They wowed us in our Music City Mayhem tournament. They're a local band here. They were our wild card and really almost won the whole shebang.
Wow.
Great.
They just have a really interesting vibe. So I think you're going to like them. And that's the fun part of putting these showcases together. You can come because you know you're going to like Illiterate Light. You might walk away a Wild Love fan or a Hot Damn Burnett fan or Novice fan. So illiterateLight.com. So it's sounds like finishing touches happening on this record. There's not a release date or anything like that yet.
That's right, yeah. Sorry.
So far, you just have Better Than I Used To out there.
Yep, and we've got more coming. There's another single that's going to be coming out in about a month or so. And yeah, just finishing up the record right now, kind of waiting on a couple other little chips to fall in place. But it's looking like that'll be out early 2019.
Well, I really liked what I heard today. To me, it kind of it felt like Band of Horses and Dr. Dog, some bands that I really love. And I appreciate you guys coming in the studio.
Thanks for having us, Lieutenant Dan.
Joy to be here.